Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 79 for Tuesday, December 10th, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my returning co-host, Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
And some kid we found on the street named Jeff Solomon.
Pleasure to be here. Nice and warm.
It's actually freezing right now.
Yeah. Right, but now I'm indoors, so it's warm.
Yeah, but in That Sports Gamer HQ, it's a balmy 56 degrees. Up from the 47 it was before.
Are you talking outdoor temperature or actually in your office?
Actually in my office.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's got to be colder than that outside where I was living.
Sure.
Are you homeless now?
Well, this wasn't even my joke. How come I'm the one that has to be not funny?
Jeff, you've always been not funny. No offense. So, this is your semi-weekly podcast about sports video games. And that's what we're going to talk about here, guys.
This is just that time of year where the news kind of slows down to a trickle because everything's out.
I believe there is no more sports games for the rest of the year, if I'm correct.
What, is the show next?
Is it really the show's next?
I got to think so.
MLB The Show 14 coming out this April.
April?
Buy it.
March?
Doesn't it come out in March?
Yeah, it comes out right when spring training starts.
Shows you what I know.
Yeah, but you would think someone of your stature would know. And by that, I mean 5'9".
You think I'm 5'9"?
I have no idea. You're not that tall, are you? hey, guys. It's been a while since we all gathered together to talk about sports video games, hasn't it?
I think the last time we were all together, the PS4 wasn't even out yet.
That's not that long ago, Scott.
I know, but still. But it was kind of a big event. Everything's out now.
It is.
We're mostly playing last gen games now.
I mean, maybe some suckers out there still are playing last gen games. I don't know about that, but I don't know what that's like. I don't know. I'm not a retro gamer, so.
I know you're a big fan of FIFA and PS2.
Only the legacy editions. Once they stopped putting out upgrades, then it got better. So, Jeff Solomon.
Yes, sir.
What retro sports games have you been playing?
Retro sports games. I've been playing RBI Baseball on my hacked DS.
You got one of those?
Well, I mean, I did it myself.
I have a DS. Can you do that to me?
I don't think they sell that item anymore. Nintendo really, hired the super police to crack down on it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think I got it under the wire. I don't know. If you can find the device, I gotta do it. Anyway.
I need to get to my PSP. I need to make that super emulator thing. I think that would be awesome.
I don't know anything about that. Don't know anything about that. But
I have an NES here. Is that good?
Yeah, that's great.
I have a computer here. And the internet. I'm pretty sure I can find something.
10 fingers. I can't remember. Oh, I was telling a story today about NFL Blitz, and I thought I would share it on here.
Please do.
Okay, so
that's not what you're playing, but go ahead.
No, but it came up in conversation, and you were talking about old sports games. So I'm a diehard Miami Dolphins fan, despite my entire family being season ticket jet holders. That sentence was wrong.
and this is why we wrote back, Jeff.
The great origin story of why I'm a Dolphins fan is that I used to play NFL Blitz with my friends, and we'd all pick the best team we could. And when it was my turn, I always chose the Dolphins, and then once I became interested in the NFL, I kind of knew some of the players on the Dolphins.
Like O.J. McDuffie?
Yes, exactly like O.J. McDuffie. Right. And then I became a Dolphins fan.
Interesting.
So, NFL Blitz 2000, Game of the Millennium.
What about Blitz the League? Was that good?
Wasn't that an ESPN show?
No, Blitz the League. It was where Midway went with Blitz after they couldn't do NFL anymore.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that. And LT was on the cover, right?
Sure.
I think so, yeah.
Is that the one you could, buy drugs and stuff in there?
Yeah, yeah. You could take steroids in the middle of a game to, improve your
performance. You had to heal your broken bones.
Yeah.
I don't know why steroids can heal a broken bone, but...
I guess there was a Blitz League.
There was. It was on 360.
And PS3. You can buy now for $24.99, pre-owned at your local GameStop.
Wow, that's expensive for that.
Someone in the chat wants to know that the Patty Riots are better than the Dolphins, and to that I say, okay. Hey, I don't know what those are.
Everyone's got their own opinion. I don't remember the Patty Riots being that good when they happened, but...
I think they're a roller derby team.
I felt like that was what happened right after the Irish Potato Famine. And with that, Scott Binns, what have you been playing?
Well, I'm actually starting to dial back on WWE a little bit, but I got a little bit to talk about. I know I've got you and me running around in my universe, and although not a lot has happened with us, but I think we're both undefeated. No, I'm not undefeated because I've like wrestled Big John Studd for like 2 months straight, and he beats me every now and then. But I think you're undefeated, TJ.
Well, my guy is kind of built to win all the time.
So you didn't go the realistic route then?
Oh no, my guy's realistic. The guy that Scott made is slightly unrealistic. I can literally pull off all the moves possibly with a little bit of training that my guy can do. Scott, on the other hand, there's no way he could ever do any of the things that his guy does. Correct? Correct.
Sure, fine. Whatever.
It's true. Don't hate.
Your signature move is you punch guys in the face.
Yeah, it's my signature move. WMD. You got a problem with that?
No, not really.
And then I hit him with the Lauer Bomb to win it. So.
Lauer Bomb?
Yeah. Jackknife Lauer Bomb, to be exact.
Yeah. The sad thing is we haven't had any tag matches yet.
Did you set us up as a tag team?
I did.
Did you put the That Sports Gamer music into the game for our tag team?
I did not, because you haven't given me the whole thing yet, and I need more than like what would be at the end of an episode.
All right, I can give you that. I got that in my computer.
Yeah, just like drop it in that folder that I drop the recording files in.
Sure, we can do that.
But yeah, that's what I want to do.
All right, we can do that, because I definitely think I did it in my game, and I think it did repeat itself at some point. So yeah, we're gonna use the longer file. Keep going, Scott. Tell me what else.
Playing, not a whole lot else. I picked up Fortune Street on the Wii. Who cares about that?
What hell's that?
That's like a Monopoly. Fortune Street?
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
Should I get this? Should I hook up my Wii? And
It's a fun little game. It takes a while to play, though.
Can we play online
Fortune Street? Kind of like a Monopoly-like, you know, money-building strategy-type game.
It's a Monopoly roguelike, is what you're saying.
Sure.
But can we play this online?
We could.
Do I have to bring my Wii down from upstairs?
I don't know.
Yes.
Does it connect to the internet?
No, I know. The answer is yes.
I believe it does have wireless, so I guess I could. Yeah, let's do this. Fortune City.
Fortune Street.
How much does this cost on me, Scott?
I grabbed it for 15.
Yeah, how many bitcoins is this going to cost, Scott?
How many times is somebody going to have to go to thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon and buy something?
I grabbed it for like 15, and I caught it on a deal or something like that. I don't know if that's what it is right now.
$17.69.
I think that, all right, it went back up a little bit, but
that's
not
if
much.
You're cheap, because you can spend the extra $10 and $27.90 and actually get Monopoly Streets.
Mm-mm.
Oh, this has like Mario in it and stuff. Does my me come into the game?
Yes, in fact, in the single player, you have to play as your me.
Interesting.
But.
Maybe we'll play some Fortune Street.
Yeah, fun little game. Jeff, didn't you get a 3DS recently?
I did. I got and swooped in on the Black Friday deals at Target, and I picked up a black 3DS.
You would think that would be something you would talk about when I say, hey, what have you been playing?
You specifically asked me about retro sports games.
Yeah, anything not in the current gen. So anything not PS4 or Xbox One?
I got a 3DS, but I didn't get any sports games because... Frankly, do they make sports games? I think I saw Nicktoons Baseball on there, but I played that.
I think so. I think the best sports game on there might either be Mario Tennis or WWE All-Stars.
Oh, I forgot about Mario Tennis. You're right.
Or no, NES Open from the...
Oh, yeah, NES Open. Yeah, NES Open or Mario Golf you can download. Those are good games.
I think
some of them, like maybe like baseball... There's, like, some retro sports stuff on there, actually.
They want, like, $6 a piece for them. I went through that e-store, and the only things on there are overpriced old games. And there aren't even that many. I probably would have bought something for, like, Super Nintendo.
If they were, like, $2, buy them all, right?
No, but, like,
I don't know.
Something I missed and I didn't buy on the Wii, like, I would definitely be buying right now for 3DS. Like, Super Metroid or Link to the Past. But, like, that stuff's not even on there. Which
yeah,
is
they haven't gotten
to me as
Super
a consumer, because as a consumer, I'm like, you've had the whole virtual console thing for like 8 years now. What the hell are you guys doing? What's taking you so long?
I think the selection is good, and sadly, I've actually bought a bunch of games, even though I've got them on the Wii, just because I like having them portably.
I think you're part of the problem, Scott.
How many times will they make me buy Super Mario Brothers?
I think the only reason that they don't have like a full catalog is because suckers like you pick from like the 10 games available and say, "Well, I need to get something."
You're ruining this, Scott. You can get Madden NFL Football 3DS.
Oh, my friend has that. It's not any good.
FIFA Soccer 13 for the 3DS.
FIFA might actually be good, from what I understand. I haven't played it myself, but it might actually be the best sports game because it might actually be a more complete offering.
WWE All-Stars?
It's really good. It's good. It's as good as the console versions, at least, you know, gameplay-wise.
Top Trumps NBA All-Stars.
What?
I don't know. Dual Pen Sports?
Oh, that's my favorite.
These all sound like really good winners here. Deca Sports Extreme. That sounds good. I have a Deca Sports necklace somewhere around here.
Yeah. Truth is, I'd probably really like a Mario Golf or Mario Tennis, but because all Nintendo games are $40, I can't buy another game for the next 5 months.
Do you have a Japanese import system?
No, I just have a black one.
Because you could get World Soccer Winning 11 2014 for the Nintendo 3DS Japanese system only.
3DS is region locked?
Yeah.
So much for Pro Yakuza.
I don't think they make a Nintendo version of that.
Well, the only game I've ever imported in my life was
Pokemon RBI
Green. Baseball Japanese equivalent for my pink DS Lite, which I love so very much.
You can get Outdoors Unleashed Alaska. Or Africa. No? None of those interest you?
I like Africa.
How about Big Black Bass 2013? No?
Yeah. I don't... Sure.
Because that's a game.
Stop Googling games.
That's a game.
What games did you get for the 3DS?
I got the new Zelda game. Link Between Worlds.
Was that good? I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh yeah, I'm loving it. It's why I would like totally be on the bandwagon if they wanted to sell me a Link to the Past for my 3DS. but they don't want to, so that's not a concern.
I think Mario 3 is coming soon.
You're not listening, Scott. I'm not buying the games I've already played 100 times.
I thought that one was in the eShop, A Link to the Past.
Yeah, on the Wii, not on the 3DS.
Yeah, maybe the Wii U, too. I'm not sure.
Jeff, I have great news for you.
What's that?
I have a Super Nintendo, and the one of two games that I have is Link to the Past.
Well, how's that help me? I'm in Texas.
What are you doing? I mean, you could just stop by anytime you're here.
Oh, can I? Because I was there for a week and a half, and you wouldn't give me the time of day.
Look, Scott...
Excuse me.
Since you guys have been playing crap.
What have you been playing, TJ? Here we go.
What? I've been playing I think I'm almost done with Madden 25 Ultimate Team on the 360. So if anybody wants a really sweet Ultimate Team, give me lots of money and break the terms of service, and I'll give you all my cards. I tried to
get yourself kicked off of Xbox Live, and he'll give you all his cards.
Well, I think, I don't know, my Xbox Live ends in January, and then many questions get asked, like, what happens next? I tried to play some NHL tonight, and that worked really good until a half a second into the game when the EA Sports servers kicked me off, not once, not twice, but thrice.
Wow.
So that was pretty awesome.
EA's the worst at serving.
Yeah.
It goes back to if you remember the story is they weren't going to be on Xbox Live, or they weren't until Microsoft let them have their own servers.
Mm-hmm.
But they do such a shit job at hosting these games. Why don't they just say, okay, enough is enough, and let Microsoft host them?
Because they want to be able to control them. They want to be able to take the games offline after a couple years.
Yes.
It's like an advertising thing, but it's just...
Unlike even... I want to say, like, you know, College Hoops 2K, 2K took down all the services, but I think you could still play Friends just because it works that way.
Probably. Also, they want to have it so that you can play multi-console games, so you can play your PlayStation against your Xbox.
But they don't do that.
Well, hey, Need for Speed Underground. You could play PCs against PS3s and maybe Xboxes, PS2s. And that was kind of the greatest thing ever. What else? I won a game in NCAA football, because we're still doing that. I thought about playing Tiger Woods. Haven't done that, though. played some Battlefield 4 on PlayStation 4. Played some FIFA 14 on PlayStation 4. Some NBA 2K14 on PlayStation 4. Some Madden on PlayStation 4.
All right, so...
Some Rezogun.
So you have a PS4, we get it.
I do, I got one.
All right, well, then let's segue into what's probably going to be the meat of this episode here.
So, yes! Guys, did you hear? NASCAR 14 finished their cover athlete vote. Congratulations, Tony Stewart.
Yay.
I feel like the car should be on the cover and not him.
Like when the flag...
Like, you don't see him in the game, you just see the car.
Like when the flag was on the cover of Tiger Woods? No?
Right. Yes, exactly like the flag. See, there's precedence.
I know. You know, we haven't talked about that there will be no Tiger Woods.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, we definitely
did. Yeah, we did.
All right.
That was in the last episode that I was on, anyway.
More importantly, guys, EA Sports simulated the MLS Cup Finals.
Who won?
The Sporting KC.
Oh, they're a good team.
Yeah, they almost had Chad Johnson on their team.
Wow, Chad Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I know who that is.
Wasn't he still Ocho Cinco then?
I believe he may have been. He might still be.
Wait, back up. You said something I understood.
Yeah. Whenever that strike was.
I think he did play for them.
He tried out for them.
He retired.
I thought he played like a reserve squad game or something like that.
Yeah, I thought he actually played.
He may have played like a friendly. Possibly.
Aren't they all friendly?
No. Have you ever seen these soccer fans? They're crazy.
I mean, the players are usually falling over themselves to have a good time.
Yeah, but then they're also saying racial slurs and spitting at each other, so it's pretty...
Yeah, soccer's probably the most racist sport I've ever not watched. Whenever I read about it, it's always about them, like...
What's the most racist sport you have watched?
Snooker.
Hmm. I can see that. I'm not sure if it's a sport or a game.
Yeah, that's debatable, but I'm not going to take a side.
I get a kick out of watching soccer, realize how bad of dives they will take sometimes.
It's preposterous.
Well, Scott,
he's not even trying to fool anyone. Did you see that Key and Peele sketch with the guy who fakes the soccer injury?
No.
Basically, he dies and goes to heaven, and when they give the other guy the red card, he comes back to, like, God sends him back.
That's awesome.
That's why I like NBA 2K14. The one thing I'm really good at is faking a charge and falling on the ground. And you can just do that anytime you want. You just double tap circle, and the guy just falls down.
That might be the best feature of the game.
It is.
So TJ, isn't so that let's... An, like,
go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, I see. I was going to segue. Let Jeff go.
Okay, I was just to say in NBA, isn't that now illegal? Like in the real NBA?
I believe so.
Yeah, but don't they just fine you? And that's kind of.
I'm pretty sure you get fined. I don't know what happens during the game. Because I'm going to say there's an off chance they might not catch it in the game, and fine you later. But I don't know if that's how that works. Continue, Jeff, Scott, whoever's talking.
Well, I'll go. So,
yeah, Scott. All right.
Thanks, so Scott. you've had, and you've been playing the PS4 for like a couple weeks now.
Yeah, man, almost a whole month.
All right. Well, let's talk Madden for a second here, because Madden is the game I would be the most familiar with. Tell me why Madden is infinitely better on the PS4 than it is on the 360 or PS3.
Can I take this one?
Sure.
No, because you haven't actually played it.
Okay.
No, to keep this serious for just a moment here, Jeff.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Jeff.
I just want to have fun with my friends.
Yeah, I mean, Madden, it looks nice. It looks better in some aspects of Madden. But, I mean, it's not like a crazy big change.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I thought it was going to happen. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's, you know, you don't need to jump right now. No offense, TJ.
Oh, I need to jump. Well, because my choice was, look, I wasn't going to get another MLB 13 on PS3.
Another?
I mean, you know what I mean.
You mean 14?
Yeah, I wasn't going to get...
Another, the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard this year's game is going to be really good.
Is it? I would hope, because...
If I have anything to say about it.
If you had anything to do about it, I would assume it would be terrible. but yeah. I mean, if you're going to get MLB, why wait?
That makes sense.
Because I don't have the money?
That also makes sense.
I mean, also
you can't take out a small loan for a PS4, I'm pretty sure. They won't let you do that.
I mean, you can go to Best Buy and they will give you a credit card, or you can go to Sears and they will give you a credit card. Think about it, Scott.
No, I won't.
Credit debt.
I'm still trying to pay off my student loans, so no.
That depresses me as someone with student loans.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably getting close to having to start paying them back, aren't you? If you aren't already.
I've been paying them back for 9 months.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you've been out of school longer than I think.
Oh, Jeff, did you buy any consoles?
I got a 3DS XL.
I mean, did you buy and flip any consoles like you did with the Wii U?
No. I felt so terrible after the Wii U that I swore I'd never do it again.
Dude, PS3s are still going for mad loot. So.
Really?
PS4,
well, now I regret that. Now I wish I had done it.
Yeah, PS4 seems...
I felt so bad afterwards, and I tried to give Rich his money back, and he was like, no, you need it, you're a young man. I was like, no, I don't feel good.
Pay off those student loans. Yeah. It's one thing when you screw some nameless face on the internet, but...
Right. But it's when it's the... Grisham.
Interestingly enough, Rich has not talked to you since then. Coincidence? Probably. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to buy the consoles now.
Does it really?
If you want the consoles now. Like, I wouldn't say go buy the consoles now and then just buy Madden again and buy FIFA again, and because it's all the same games. But I mean, if you want the new experience of Battlefield 4, that's apparently broken to most people, but not me. Because they want to play Super Conquest mode with 67,000 players. It's like, no. Play Team Deathmatch, play some Domination, be happy.
You know, what you say makes sense, though, if, like, you're getting the PS4 for the show. It does make sense just to jump in at the start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not going to price drop before then.
Right. It's not going to price drop anytime soon. I mean, maybe next Christmas there'll be bundles where you get a game with the console.
I could see a small, maybe like a $50 drop by next Christmas.
A pack-in is more likely.
Yeah, you'll probably get a pack-in.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the MLB 14 trailer featuring the very handsome Jeff Solomon?
I saw the MLB 14 trailer featuring the back of Jeff Solomon's head. But
it wasn't even my full head because I was wearing a hat.
Yeah, but by the time all the sports games come out next year, the price isn't going to drop. So it's just about, do you want to get it later next year or just get it now and get it over with? And then you can be a cool kid that has it before anybody else has it.
I just don't have an extra $400 sitting around.
Dude, I'm telling you.
After tax.
Yeah. It's the taxes that get you.
Yeah. Like, the 3DS cleaned me out nice and good. Sorry, Scott, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm perfectly happy still playing, quote-unquote, last generation. And there's still stuff coming out for it, so, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can play Civ 5 on anything, really. You don't need...
I mean, if I could play Civ 5 if I knew how to play a new system today,
I'd go buy a Wii U, because it actually has stuff that I haven't played.
All right, Scott. How do I hang up on this call?
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
let's not get ridiculous, Scott. Dude, I'm telling you, the best console to buy now is a PS3 and a PlayStation Plus thing. Probably the best deal, but...
Probably, yeah. I'm not going to argue that.
I just don't like that. I think every podcast I listen to is like, oh, Xbox One, PS4, great, but don't buy them, because it's stupid. You don't need them now. It's like, I mean, if you want to play any game that's coming out next year... I mean, you could just wait, or you could just get it now, because the price is going to drop. I think they said the PS3 and Xbox 360, neither of them had a price drop for the first, like, 20-something months.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, that's why I think maybe next fall, you might get a pack in.
Yeah.
You might get a pack also, you might get a pack in of like one of the launch titles from this year. Like there might be a
How badly do you want Knack?
Yeah.
And Talladega Nights Blu-rays.
Can we get Talladega Nights Blu-rays?
They came
I remember that was a PS3 thing.
I did not get that Blu-ray combo then.
Neither did I.
I got the straight up regular PS3. Which is long gone by now.
So, all right. So here's something to talk about. What did we learn from this last generation? And this is outside of sport, not necessarily just sports games, just in general.
Okay, I got one. How about don't give companies the benefit of the doubt? We saw when DLC became a thing. We were all like, cool, I hope games aren't broken at launch anymore. That would be bad, because they'll just patch them, and that's, exactly what happens now. So, companies don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Or they'll come out with a patch and break a game even more than before. Because I could be wrong, but I think Tiger Woods is still pretty much unplayable online, when it was kind of okay before whatever patch they put out.
I don't know.
That's how long it's been since we played Tiger Woods, Scott.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that Forza stuff going on now is a perfect example of what I was just saying. Like, just don't trust big companies to do the right thing.
And whatever you do, don't buy into microtransactions. Take it
from me. Says the guy who spends a lot of money on Ultimate Team.
Scott, I wouldn't say that.
I don't know. I think one of the things that I realized I want to this generation going forward, I got to stick with one console.
Mm-hmm.
Either an Xbox or a PS4, probably a PS4.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure TJ would be the first to tell you, if you want to play a baseball game, you've already made your decision.
Yeah. No, that's
or if you want to play a Japanese baseball game, you've probably already made your decision.
But once I got a PS3, the biggest problem was, especially when I started getting to leagues and stuff, is it's like, well, now I'm online on the I'm playing on the PS3. What are my friends on the Xbox doing? Like, am I missing out on something right now?
I think all the smart people have moved over to PS3 or PS4. I'm just gonna say that as a PS4 fanboy, apparently.
Well, just say it was one of those stupid. It's the kind of thing that wasn't even a problem prior to this generation because you know if you were playing a game, no one else knew what you were doing.
Yeah. But like I had the
I think, but
yeah. Well, I had 360, PS3. What I have. I had PSP, Wii, I friggin' had DS. I had literally everything from last generation. And when I bought the PS4, I was like, I really never want to have all that garbage again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was
looking back, I regret buying a Wii, and if I am somehow tricked into a Wii U, I think in the future I will regret that too.
I mean, I was kind of... Go ahead, Scott.
I with the Wii U, I would say I'm going to get one eventually to get the games that I want to play on it that I don't want to spend the money on now, but it might almost be like at the end of its life I would do that.
Maybe.
It's not that I'm just picking on, the little guy while he's down. It's what you were just saying about not needing multiple systems. Like, I don't want exclusives anymore. I just want one thing to play the games. And I'll play the exclusives that are available on that thing. Like, I just don't have the resources anymore to split my time and energy in that way anymore. So, the new Mario game sounds amazing. Everyone's raving about it. But there are so many Mario games that are amazing and everyone loves. And I just don't have the time to, buy...
You just got a 3DS? Buy Mario 3D Land on that. It's a great game. You'll get your Mario.
I already did. Those are the two games I got with Zelda and Mario. But that's my point. Like, I've got that on my handheld, and I'm sure it's really good and imaginative, but I just don't have the energy to split my time between these systems. And I know that's as I'm saying it makes no sense, but it's really the truth. Is I just don't have the mind space to think about more than one console for the next generation, and the Wii U is just not a console for the next generation.
Yeah, and I kind of I don't want to say I got forced into the Xbox 360, but I kind of was.
Yeah.
But then when I got there, I was like, oh, well, let me try out all this stuff. Let me try out Halo. Let me try Gears of War. Let me try out all this stuff. And then I realized there is not one Xbox exclusive that I actually like.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't like any of those games. Name an Xbox exclusive that's supposed to be super good.
I can't name one that you like, but there are tons that I like.
But, like, I don't like Halo. I don't like Gears of War.
Okay. What about Mass Effect?
Nope.
Shadow Complex.
Nope. You have a Shadow Complex.
Nuts and Bolts.
Isn't that a Wii game?
No.
Oh, it should be.
That was a great game. Nuts and Bolts was great. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're saying. You're drunk.
Sure. But then I realized, like, I liked all the Metal Gear games. I mean, I know they've come now to... Actually, you know what? I lied. Splinter Cell Conviction was a really good game. All the other Splinter Cells? Pieces of crap in my mind.
Well, the thing that was appealing to the Xbox for me, and at the time that I got it, PS3 didn't really compare, was Xbox Live. That whole connect, just being connected and being online, and if your friends are online, you just are aware of it, and if you want to do the same thing, it's really easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
PS3 didn't have that in 2007 when I bought my Xbox.
I got news for you, dude. PS3 is still a garbage online space.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better, but you know, Xbox still does it a lot better. TJ, does PS4 do it any better?
It's getting there.
Okay.
It's a lot better than PS3 was. And
all right.
Granted, I never really tried to do that stuff with PS3 because once I got to 360, that's where I did pretty much all my multiplayer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But all the stuff that I was playing multiplayer was multi-platform stuff, so it never...
Yeah, I realized at some point that if I were to get rid of my... If I just got rid of my Xbox and started just playing games in the PS3, the only game I would be missing is Halo.
Yeah.
I don't think I even miss Halo anymore, because every time I buy it, I play the campaign, and then that's the end of it.
And I'm just the opposite. I'll go online and play a little bit. You know, it's kind of my... throwback, have a little fun with it game. But even then, it's like, well, I got Halo 3, and a lot of people still play that online, and I don't really like the new ones as much.
Yeah,
see, the thing about multiplayer games for me, sorry, TJ, the thing is, I like to play only when I'm with a group of friends, which I had in high school to play online.
Mm-hmm.
But like after high school, I didn't have that group anymore to like play with at night, and it just, multiplayer became a thing I didn't really care about anymore.
Yeah, you have to learn how to play with strangers. And that's really
like,
tough, I think.
When you could have a group of 5 or 6 friends who would, like, play with you all night, every night. Well, not all night. Let's be reasonable. Like, for an hour every night, and you'd be in that same group. That was a lot of fun. But when 14-year-old Jimmy, and he's yelling at his mom for some Hot Pockets, it's not quite as enjoyable.
Oh, my God. I was just playing...
You listen to people?
I was playing NBA 2K14. In the park, presented by Sprite. And it's like, you take your created character and you go play in a park, who'd you guessed? And I could hear, like, some dude yelling at his little brother. And I was like, I kind of want to kill myself.
So here's actually a crazy, just sort of opposite of that, that I had just today. I went into NHL 14 and I played some EA Sports Hockey League in a random game.
Yeah.
And other than a guy yelling about how he really wanted to play right wing before the game started, and he just left because he couldn't, nobody said anything.
With the pass?
There wasn't even that much of that. Only when one of our guys left, and then and even then, it was the oddest thing, and this will never happen again, but it was like the most, it was the best... Like 6-on-6, eventually one of our guys dropped because we like gave a couple goals. I mean, there was one guy who was taking these dumb penalties all the time because he wouldn't stop hitting. But
ain't nothing wrong with that,
right? Well, and then and one of our defenders was always up playing offense, but it worked out and we won. Like I want to say it was a high scoring game, but we won. It was like 9-7, but it was actually a good game. Like you'd set up in front of the net and your teammates would actually like try and hit you with a pass if that was the best option.
How much of the like, tick 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 tick?
Not
tick,
a lot.
Tick.
Like I said, not a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. Like this will never happen again. And it was just total silence. There wasn't anybody yelling. Nobody was saying anything. But it was working.
Actually, that's kind of something that surprised me with the PS4. Since they have the packed-in headset, I would expect people to be talking more, and no one really talks.
Well, I think you know the. I think Xbox Live scared everyone away from that. I remember when I got my Xbox in 2007 and just how bad that would be, because that was back when the only way you could talk was you had to be in like the group chat with everybody playing in your game.
Yeah.
But before party chat and all that. And that was, every now and then you'd get with a group of people that actually want to play the game and talk strategy and call things out. And when you found that, it was awesome and a ton of fun.
Yeah, I guess what I was expecting in Battlefield 4, since everyone says that's so much more of a simulation shooter, that I expected people would be trying to communicate more, but...
I played that yesterday on my friend's PS4, and my god, that game's sound is so intense. I started to feel like I was going to have PTSD when I was done playing.
I mean, it's pretty good. I can't wait till they come out with like some good headphones
to go with it.
Yeah. I did actually put it through my my headphones plugged into my controller. It was pretty intense. I was worried. I had to like leave one out. I was like, I'm going to be yelling or something in here, and someone's going to scare the crap out of me because I'm not going to be able to hear anything.
You know, controller is the other big part about me picking a console. It's the reason I bought a 360 long before a PS3. Mm. Is if it doesn't feel comfortable in my hands, like, I'm not going to want to play that thing anyway. So that's another strike against the Wii U, because every demo unit I've touched is just, ew.
Yeah, well, I've been starting to think about that with if I try to get a 2DS. Is that going to be ridiculously awkward to hold?
Zelda 3D looks really good. I would not want to get a 2DS if you wanted to play that game.
I don't really know why I want a 3DS. Or
Pokemon, I thought.
It's got some good games.
Pokemon. I've seen a Pokemon machine. I think there's a Pokemon bundle coming out. You can probably get that from thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon at some point. But Jeff, did you play PS1 and PS2?
I didn't.
So I wonder if people that were always like hating on the PS3 controller, I wonder if they just never really played PS1 and PS2. Because it was pretty much the same controller.
It's possible.
I liked Sony's if it ain't broke, don't fix it approach.
Yeah.
I had no problem with that. Now, Microsoft's kind of there too. Nintendo
always...
But it
was broke. That's why I didn't have a PS2. That's why I had an Xbox also. I just remembered that.
Wait, you really don't like the
controller? Was the same, and it was awful.
I think you're wrong.
Placements. Okay.
Look, well, I mean, I'm crazy because I like the Dreamcast controller, so I mean, I can work with anything, I guess.
I know I've harped on this before. When you talk about controller, the thing that's always bugged me about Xbox and Dreamcast before it. Mm-hmm. Was the ABXY button placement not being the same as Nintendo did on the Super Nintendo.
Why is X in the wrong spot?
Yeah, exactly. I still can't get over that on occasion.
Why is there no C button on this controller?
When I started playing Halo in college, I learned how to play Halo. When I'd play other games on the Xbox with my friends, and I didn't have one, so it was the only time I'd be playing, I'd ask how to do something. I wouldn't ask what button to press. I would ask what Halo action to do. Like, oh, it's the melee button. Oh, okay. That was how I would do it. Nope. Because if you tried telling me ABXY, I'd be pressing the wrong button all the time.
I mean, you could just look down.
Oh, I'm past that, though.
How do you dive over the pile? Why? Because I want to dive over the pile.
Ugh. Oh,
why? I think we almost got into a fist fight over that one time. Go Super Nintendo.
There was a Y button on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was the problem.
That's how you dove over the pile in Tecmo Bowl.
Oh.
With Thurman Thomas all the time, because Thurman Thomas was a beast. Yeah. Jim Kelly to Don Beebe.
Sony used the, Sony came up with their own buttons, and I know those buttons because I've learned them. So that's a big point towards Sony for me.
Yeah. Also, I like the shoulder buttons on the PS3 a lot better. On the PS4 now. Or the DualShock 4, if you will. Look, I love the PlayStation controller so much, I imported one from Japan. Top that. I got a ceramic white PS3 controller because the DualShock 3 came out first over there. And dude, I think I literally spent like $90 on it.
And I'm just going to randomly throw this out there. I still say for my money, the GameCube controller has been the most comfortable controller to hold in your hand.
So the big green button, right?
Yeah. It maybe had some other shortcomings, but as far as just holding it, the thing was comfortable.
But Scott, did it have a built-in portable console?
No.
Exactly. This is why the Dreamcast controller is the best console controller ever. I like that I get an argument for that.
The memory unit had the like little LCD in it, not the controller.
It went in the controller.
Yeah, but it wasn't a part of the controller.
It was when you put them together. Are you telling me, like, the Power Rangers separately are not part of Megazord? Is that right?
You hesitated. I don't know what you're thinking. Of course it's Megazord.
Is it?
Yes!
Sweet. I was sitting at IHOP recently, and a guy's phone went off, and he had the I want to hang out with that guy.
I went through a couple of those, and everyone was like, oh, it's the Kim Possible thing. I was like, I've never seen Kim Possible, but I already hate it.
I don't even know who Kim Possible is.
She's that girl on Reddit with the mustache.
Sure.
It's a deep pull. She was a Disney show.
All right. But yeah, Megazord. What did they call it when Megazord and the green thing hooked up together?
They didn't.
Yeah, they did.
That, the Dragonzord?
Yeah, Megazord?
Yeah, well, the Megazord and the Dragonzord didn't go together. Oh, yeah, it did. The Dragonzord was on its, like, armor.
Yeah, it was like a turtle, right?
It was like the Mega Dragonzord.
No, it turned it into its own, like, separate thing.
Dragonzord.
No, that was something else. It did two different
things.
Yeah, no, the Dragonzord would get together with, like,
hold on, wait,
three of the other Zords.
Oh, no, wait, you're right. It became,
yeah,
like,
the Dragon Megazord.
Gave it, like, a cool hat.
Yeah, or then it went, like, onto the Megazord, like, armor. Or something like that.
First, it was its own, like, dragon with funny little arms.
But what was the big, the one that was like a plesiosaur?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you what a Megazord is.
What did the White Ranger call out?
Titanus or something like that.
Tiger.
What did the White Ranger call out?
White Ranger Tiger Power. It had a song.
Yeah, it had a song and everything.
But what was the thing?
The Tiger Zord?
Is what it's called, Tiger Zord?
Yeah.
All right, I'll buy that.
White Ranger, Tiger Power.
Is this what people tune in for?
No.
I think you're wrong.
I think this means we need to be done with this episode.
Scott, there's so much more.
Didn't even get to the best part.
NBA 2K11 wins best sports game of the generation.
Oh, nice.
People that go to pastapadre.com. I voted for this. Do you know what game it beat, Scott?
What game did it beat?
It beat MLB 13 The Show.
Ooh.
Kind of crazy that a game that recent made it that far.
Yeah, I didn't realize how highly, especially on Pasta Padre, like, people were kind of down on it on the show just because it's sort of, you know, it's so good, how does it get better syndrome.
And people say nobody cares about baseball. Yet, people obviously care about baseball. Dude, look, if MLB 13 beat FIFA 12... and College Hoops 2K8.
Wow.
And I can't scroll down to see the rest of this bracket. Oh, wait, here I can. It also beat FIFA 13. Yo, MLB 13. MLB 13 so good it beat MLB 11.
That's not hard. That wasn't hard.
It literally beat itself, FIFA 13, FIFA 12, and College Hoops, and almost beat NBA 2K.
Wow.
I mean, not at all. It actually lost by a lot, but... those are all games that you would say those are pretty awesome games that it beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it would have went up against FIFA 2010 World Cup,
I've heard people say that.
Might have been closer. I don't know.
Was 2010 World Cup in the tournament?
Yeah, it actually lost to FIFA 12.
Oh, okay.
Scott Pins, what's your game of the generation?
Ooh. You did not tell me this was coming.
Nope, I didn't.
Ooh.
So, I'll let you think about it while I ask Jeff Solo. What's your cup of the generation?
Broke up. I didn't hear.
What is your cup of the generation? Do you prefer the red Solo cup or the blue Solo cup?
Repeat the question. Was say it again.
Oh my god.
Cup.
Yeah, cup. Do you prefer the red Solo cup?
A rare blue Solo cup is appreciated, but I have to go with classic red.
Okay.
Did you not hear my answer?
No, I did not. Game of the generation. Go ahead.
Last of Us.
Sports game of the generation. God damn it.
MVP Baseball 2005.
That, I'm pretty sure, did not come out in this generation.
Okay. NHL 12.
You just randomly pick an NHL game?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with an NHL game, but I can't.
No, I picked 12.
I'm going to go 13, because 13 was, I thought, was the one that really...
Which one do we play?
...made a big difference.
Oh, right. No, okay, I choose 13 also. I was trying to think of last year's game.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one we play?
Yeah, well, no, we played 14. So last year would have been 13.
Oh, when we started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I'd say that.
A lot more than 14.
I mean, I wouldn't agree that's the game of the generation, but...
It's my game of the generation.
I don't disrespect your pick.
Probably the one I played the most of.
I take NHL 07 over both of them.
Thank you. I appreciate your respect.
Yeah.
07?
Yeah, man. It's with that dude on the cover? That was the first game to bring the right sticky stuff?
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
It didn't work so great, though. It took them a few years.
No, I don't think so.
I thought 08 was the year where they really hit it. Like, that was, in fact, NHL 08 was the game I bought with my Xbox.
How'd that work?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I gotta interrupt. I'm watching the Cowboys-Bears game, and,
Football!
The score is so out of hand that the Cowboys just went for it at 4th and 9, and it's in the third quarter, and, the Bears got a good pass rush, so Tony Romo just spiked it into the ground on 4th and 9.
You're gonna tell us what the score is?
14-35.
That's good. Did you see the Eagles game?
It was 4th down, and he still spiked the ball.
Did you see the...
Man's going to be pissed. Yeah, I did. The snowball, it was great.
Yeah, where they didn't even attempt a field goal until, the end of the game.
Yeah, I was watching. They
were like...
do an extra point.
No, they were like, we'll just go for it. we got no chance.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
So you guys are going with NHL 13 as your game of the generation.
Yeah.
Sports game of the generation. I feel like you guys are ridiculous. I don't have anything to argue with you, though. I don't know. MLB 13 is pretty legit.
MVP Baseball 2005.
On PC?
Xbox 360 came out in 2005, therefore it's of this generation.
On this generation, though.
Yeah.
It's not what he phrased.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
So I can come back and say NHL 14 is the game of next generation by your logic?
Yes.
Sure. I think even NCAA football went pretty far in Pasta Padres poll. And you guys hate that game, right? So I might give it to an NCAA football from 3 or 4 years ago when Road to Glory was still pretty awesome. And since you both hate the bigs, I guess I would never win.
What do you mean, since I hate the bigs?
Well, I get you said NHL 13 was your game of the generation.
Yeah, so which of the two big of the generation material?
Bigs
they weren't good games, all right? They weren't generational games.
No.
Would you, if you had a child, would you have them play the bigs?
No.
That's a different generation.
I'd have them play Nicktoons Baseball because it's the same game.
First off, Nicktoons Baseball is a very underrated game.
it's the bigs.
Yeah, but with SpongeBob. Don't you want the bigs with SpongeBob?
Yeah. And Invader Zim?
He is also in the game. Can you play online in that game?
Maybe.
He says as he rolls away to see the game. This is not the right game. Hold on.
I don't remember. I rented it.
I might say, Fight Night 4 was pretty legit. Friends. You can have friends. Does that mean something? I'm going to say online is not a thing. And it didn't even have, all the players. That's kind of ridiculous. So there you have it. MLB 13, the show. That's Sports Gamers, game of the generation.
All right.
It's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah. I didn't even know we were going to do that.
Didn't see that coming.
No.
It's got bins.
Yeah.
Throw out a good topic for us to talk about.
I already went with mine earlier with things you learned from last generation. That's what I brought to this episode.
Yeah. I learned not to buy a lot of consoles anymore.
Yeah. We all did.
Scott, when are you buying a PS4? That's the question.
I'm not to trust the man.
Yeah, don't trust the man. DPM.
2015, maybe?
2015? I can live with that. Jeff Solomon?
You know, I'd like to say 2015, but I'll probably cave in 2014, especially if I get a job that isn't paid out.
So if you have a job, let Scott, let
or
Jeff know.
Or PS4.
Either one. We do have a couple questions from the chat, if you would like to hit those up.
Sure.
From Gibretto. I think we know who that is. Though I can't think of the
name. Is that your alt account?
No, Gibretto's a homeboy. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Here's my problem. Oh, let me tell you. PS4?
Sound like my dad told me he's getting married.
PS4 having a real name thing? Kind of the best thing ever. You know what I mean?
Great. He's like, I'm in love with what's her name, and you just have to deal with it.
At Chris Monty. That's who it is. At Chris Monty. Friend of the... Wow. Not thrilled about Chris Monty.
Friend okay, of the no, show, I just, player okay, now, it's, now I know option. The name.
Good person overall. Yeah, but PS4 has the real name stuff now. It's pretty awesome. Though, really sucks if you're in a game that doesn't support it. So you have to remember their screen names again. All right, do you think Sony will announce a PS4 SKU?
Wait, it's game by game?
What? Yeah, I think so. So some games in the friends list will show your...
I want to write down where we just were so you can cut out that awkward pause.
No awkward pause. But yeah, game by game, leaderboard goes... I believe they can use the real name stuff, but I think most games right now just use the PSN ID. Mm. But, as I was saying, Chris Monty was saying, do you think Sony will announce a PS4 SKU with a hard drive larger than 500 gigabytes by E3 2014?
I would think they have to.
I'm going to say...
No.
I'm agreeing with Jeff. I'm going to say no. I think they were saying... What was it? The cost of the PS3 was like $380 or something like that? Were the supposed cost to build the PS3? Go ahead, Jeff.
They'll give you an external option before they'll do that. I think they'll give you an ability to do external saves, to put in like a terabyte external. They're not going to take on the cost of putting in a terabyte when, you know, the average consumer probably doesn't need more than 5 games worth of space. We're not the average consumer, you know? Their marketing push is all about hardcore, not sold to the hardcore.
Yeah, when I was watching the Giant Bomb PS4 launch extravaganza, I think they almost filled up their whole hard drive, but it took like every single game that came out to do it, which I think was like 15 or 16 games. And I don't think anybody's been playing 15 or 16 games at the time. Do you?
No. Not unless you really like Knack.
You know, but you know what's weird is some games are really bad with compression, I guess. So, what is the name of this game? Like FIFA 14 is 11 gigabytes. NBA Live 14 is like 11 gigabytes. Madden's 15 gigabytes. NBA 2K14 is 46 gigabytes.
Holy.
Seems like a lot.
That is huge.
DC Universe Online is 28. Battlefield 4 is 35. I kind of understand Battlefield 4. I don't understand NBA 2K14.
Remember all the crap Nintendo got with the cleaning out the fridge comment for all the virtual console games people were downloading on their Wiis?
Mm.
Didn't anybody learn from that?
I right now have, of 408 possible gigabytes, I have 145 used. Oh, that's a lie. I have 150 used. 145 towards games, which a third of that is NBA 2K14. 4 gigabytes of captures and 495 megabytes of application save data. And I also have more games than I will probably ever play. Well, I don't know. Maybe next fall. I don't know. I'm still trying to decide this whole digital future. I don't know what I'm
going to do. I'm against it. I bought both my 3DS games on cart.
I bought Madden and NBA on the internet. Digitally. Type thing. I don't know how I feel about that. But I'm also, like, I say that, yet I look at my shelf and I see a lot of last year's games still sitting there. So, I don't
know. The first, like, big digital game I bought was WWE 2K14. Part of that was out of convenience.
Was that digitally?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice.
I kind of figured I wasn't going to sell it, so that was the first thing. I don't live, you know, the nearest good store I could go buy it from is now a 15-minute drive, as opposed to the 2-minute drive it used to be. Mm-hmm. That had a little bit to do with it, but it still took me like 6 hours to download.
Yeah.
So it still would have been faster to drive to the store.
Did it give you... never mind. That's a next-gen thing.
Oh. What? Oh, no, go ahead.
No, like, if you buy Madden, at some point, you can start playing single player.
Oh, no.
Like, you can or you can do a quick game.
No, that's a next-gen thing.
Also, can you guys please buy a PS4? Just so you guys can play Rezogun, because I need someone to compete with me for a high score.
I thought you meant in, like, when we made a decision.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I thought you were
going to do. I'm not going to my Best Buy tomorrow.
I mean, at some point, go get a PS4 and play Rezogun. Also, Jeff, give me your friend's PS4 ID so we can play together. Save the last humans. Okay. Make sure you go to your friend's house. Get his PSN ID, and then I will whoop him, and then when you go over there again, I will play him.
No thanks.
You don't want to show your friends how good I am?
No, somehow it's not of interest to me.
I don't know. I think you got a bad idea on that one. What else we got here, Scott? What else is on the rundown? No? We finished with rundown a long time ago.
Yeah. I never even looked at the rundown.
And that's why Scott's a professional podcaster, folks. Doesn't even need to look.
Talk about Matt Kemp being put on the trade block.
Yeah, supposedly going to Seattle. I mean, we could talk about real baseball news, but that'd be stupid. Wouldn't it be?
Or
would
it not be? I like talking about baseball. Oh, is this what Rezogun looks like?
Yeah, this is what
Rezogun looks like. BioShock.
This is not what BioShock looks like. Have you played BioShock?
I hope when you edit the show, you'll have ended it already.
Oh, no. I'm confused why you think this game looks like BioShock. Are you all right, Jeff?
It's an underwater city. What do you think of?
Not BioShock. I also don't think of it as an underwater city because you're in space. So, yeah. Video games, huh?
Solar Shock. I like it.
It's such a weird time for video games right now.
Yeah. I agree. So, you got anything else?
I realized this is going to be the longest I've gone. I haven't even touched an Xbox One or PS4 controller, like, at a store or anything. Like, I really literally have not seen these in action yet. That's got to be some kind of weird record for me.
I mean, it's not your fault Wisconsin doesn't have any Best Buys or stores.
Oh, no, they do. I go to, like, a Walmart. Well, I don't know about Walmart. I could go to GameStop easily if I wanted to.
Do they have we did talk about how they have the consoles out there, right?
I would think they have to, but I haven't been into a GameStop in so long, I don't even know.
Scott, you're living in the digital future. Why would you ever go to a GameStop? Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, digital's the way to go. I just don't want to do it yet.
Well, the last time I was in a Best Buy, they weren't there yet, but there was like a big, empty, sad-looking space where they were going to be.
Did you talk to the space and say, how are you?
No.
You should have done that. Scott, buy a PS4. Jeff, seal your friend's PS4. MLB 14, the show. Game of the century.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to do that.
You should do that. Scott Pins?
Yeah.
Did you know that if you go to the website twitter.com, you could send me a message at any time if you just put a little at sign and the words "that sports gamer" as one word?
I was aware of that. I think that's how we decided we were going to do this recording.
I mean, I know that you think you're aware of it, but sometimes Sometimes, Scott.
If you say anything about my phone and I'm set on exclamation marks, I am leaving right now.
I think it's time to get a new phone, Scott. Or stick with the same phone, get a PS4. Scott Binns, where can people reach you on the Twitter?
At Darth Obvious.
Jeff Solomon, do you have the internet?
I do.
If people wanted to get in touch with you, would that be possible?
Yeah, they could email me at Jeff... No. Twitter.com/... Solomon, where I'm currently looking for permanent employment.
Jeff, what you need to do is find a place with more better internet, because I'm pretty sure at Solomon is not a Twitter account. At Jeff E.
Did
Solomon.
I broke up. Yeah,
you did. Jeff E. Solomon is what we're looking for here.
Yep.
Yes, that sounds better.
You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thatsportsgamer. I appreciate those. You can leave a comment or question about how terrible this podcast was in the comments below. Or you can yell at us in the feedback at feedback@thatsportsgamer.com via the emails. Also, you can rate and review this podcast on Stitcher and or iTunes. You know, it's funny I mentioned that because
it's Scott's... And the Zune Marketplace.
Yeah, also on the Zune Marketplace, to my knowledge, last time I checked. I don't think the Zune Marketplace exists anymore. But if you are on an what is that stuff called? A Windows phone device?
Bing it.
That Sports Gamer Show is in the thing. You know that? You can go listen to it. How do I get to this thing in the store? Show in iTunes Store. Because I do believe we have a review. Even though Scott has not worked hard to get us more reviews or to find out at all what reviews do for us. Mr. Bill says, excellent podcast, 5 stars. Very informative podcast for gamers. Hmm?
He must be listening to a different podcast.
Maybe he's listening to what Room Temp said, sports game podcast, 5 stars, the second best sports gaming podcast based in New Jersey.
Mm.
I guess that's a shining star for us to be proud of. Are you guys proud of that?
Mm.
I mean, if we're fighting against Press Row Podcast, I guess I'm okay to be number two.
I would not accept number two.
I mean, I would never accept number two. I also want to know who does number two work for. But, yeah, rate and review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. Make sure you watch the videos we do on YouTube and or twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. Jeff, are we taking any more people for NHL?
Yes, we are. We are currently hiring owners for our NHL league. We are about to enter the playoffs for season one, so you'll get in as soon as the off season begins, which should be in maybe a month. So plenty of time to get a copy of the game if you don't even have it.
Then what they should do, they should just tweet at you?
Yeah, that'd probably be the best way. I have been... But I emailed 4 people from that sign-up sheet, and they never responded, so I'm guessing...
If one of them was you, like... hey. Yeah, Jeff, yeah, you need to buy better internet.
Is something wrong with my internet?
Yeah, your connection is awful.
All right, I'll just stop talking. But yeah, tweet at me if you want in the NHL League, and maybe we'll get you in before the playoffs.
Maybe. Just maybe. Is Scott playing in this league? Oh yeah, we were supposed to play a game, and then Scott ducked out, trying to hide from me. Yeah. Also, hey, great news, guys. I mean, great news for me. Terrible news for you guys.
All my torrents are finished downloading?
Probably. we're starting a new podcast.
We are?
I mean, we as in the royal me.
The royal me?
Yeah, me, Greg Seward, and Rich Grisham. We've had so much fun doing these podcasts, we're going to start a new podcast.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I mean, you guys will be missed. I'll tell you that right now. And we're going to talk about retro sports games. How's that sound?
Sounds like something Scott would want to be a part of.
Yeah. There was a time that Scott was going to be a part of it, and then no one ever answered emails. So all those people got kicked off, and me and Rich Grisham and Greg Seward. Starting January 1st, a new podcast.
What will this podcast be called?
That Sports Gamers Retro Roundtable. It's going to – each episode, we're going to focus on one retro sports game and talk about it.
That is an exceptionally good title.
Thank you. I worked pretty hard on that one. You know what game we're talking about first?
RBI Baseball?
No, but you can send
Blades
suggestions.
Blades of Steel?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Blades of Steel.
You guys are a little easy to predict.
But hey, you know, you can send in your requests for games that we should talk about by sending an email to feedback@thatsportsgamer.com and put TSGRR in the subject line. See that little hashtag TSGRR on Twitter? You can do that too. Yeah, I guess that's a show, guys.
You guys good show.
You guys happy with this show, how it turned out?
Yeah.
I'd prefer if you kept my name off of it.
At Solomon.
All right.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Thank you guys for being
here. Good night.